Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Gimel of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha regarding hametama, v'hamedama, v'hamenasich, b'shogeg pater, b'mezid chayiv. If he did this unintentionally, he is not liable for the damages. If he did this intentionally, he is liable for the damages. Kimli b'dirab minei, when one transgresses an isser in which he is liable for multiple punishments, he only receives the einish chamer, the more stringent punishment, and does not receive the einish kal, the less stringent punishment, because kimli b'dirab minei, the einish chamer absolves him of the einish akal. However, im kodem einish kal as einish chamer, if the einish kal was incurred before the einish chamer, he receives both punishments, because the einish chamer cannot absolve him of a pre-existing einish, and the einish kal cannot absolve an einish chamer. The machlekes regarding hezek she'en nikar shmei hezek. If a person commits a damage that is not discernible, the actual item did not change, only its status changed, is he liable for the hezek or not? The machlekes regarding kansu shogeg otumezit, whether the chacham initiated a knas, even for a shogeg, to prevent a person from doing it b'mezit or not. The machlekes of maiseh Shabbos, when one is mechalal Shabbos b'mezit, transgresses Shabbos intentionally, for example, if he shechs or cooks, there is an isra achil la'olam, it's forbidden to be eaten forever. There is a machlekes whether the isra maiseh Shabbos applies only to a mezid or even to a shogeg, and whether the isra applies only to loy, to the one who transgressed, or loy ulacherim, it applies to others as well.